I'm learning Masech the Zivam Mistaf Samachayim and Aleph. The Gemara starts, Tanu Rabbanan, Nisus Lerishim Loyaloy Banim. If he was married to the first husband, did not have any children for 10 years, the Sheni, and then she still let him marry another one, because we say maybe it was only him, that can't be Zeich to have children from her. The Sheni Loyaloy Banim, married a second husband, still did not have children. Then Lishlishi Loy Tinase, and that goes like the Mishnah, like Rebbe, that Ben Nisuin, we say betrays him the avichazaka l'shishi leitinase el lemisheish lebanim, unless the fellow already has children, so he doesn't have to mekayim periv rivya. Nisayis lemisheim lebanim. If let's say she marries to someone who doesn't have children, teitzei shalei b'ksuva. Then he divorces her and she does not get a ksuva. So Taisus the Maskil nisayis lemisheim lebanim says that since it only says that the shlishi doesn't have to give it a ksuva, that sounds like the second one does have to give her a ksuva. But he wants to know, since she's not allowed to marry Shlishi, so Karchuk was going like Rebbe, that always betrays in the Avdi Chazaka. If so, so already after she finishes the 10 years of the second one, she has a Chazaka. She can't have children. Why would that Chazaka pat to her from the Sheni giving her a ksuva? So Taisus says that Rebbe holds that you don't say always chazim the avichazaka. Chazim the avichazaka is only by iser, but by mammon we need three times. So mele legabe to ask her to marry to someone else, that's chazim the avichazaka. So we're machmir. But legabe mammon to mafsidur ksuva, that we only have a chazaka by three times. That's Taisus Malach in the sugya. Now Taisus asks, umi utema the hashda linyan yisur leisam chinan arev nash. Rav Nashim, the Chaz and the Banim. When it comes to Issa, we don't say, well, Rav Nashim have a Rav Banim. This one twice didn't have Banim. Okay? But you have a Rav. The Torah says, no. Trezim, they have a Chazaka. We're going to be Deicha the Rav, and they the Trezim, they have a Chazaka. But that's in regard to Issa. In regard to Mammon, we say she could be Rav the Ksuva. Why? Because you have a Rav. And we don't worry about the two times. And always, we see fakert. Normally, we say ein halchem b'mammon acharayiv, and by yisi you do go basarayiv. So it's a sorry afucha from what's normally done. And he blames shver. But l'chayre the kasha should be worse. If Rebbe holds that legabe yisi were machmet two zimni avichazaka, and legabe mammon, you need three. L'chayre the svara is what's the sorry l'chaldin yisi and mammon. The sorry is my mom, you go by some mukzik, like Sharia Mu'ud. Two times is not a chazak, you mechayiv him in Ezek Shalim, because he's the mukzik. Here, fakarit. Here, the Baal Hasheni is the mukzik. And the Baal Hasheni has two times chazakah to help him out. So what's his story? He shouldn't have to pay the ksuva. Why don't you say, Safik Mammon Lekula, and you don't have to pay the ksuva. Here, the two times chazakah is helping the nitva. If you have two times on the side of the Teveh, you could say it's not enough. Here you have two times on the side of the Nitva. What could be wrong with that? Chayat Pala. If I said a Shneitza, Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Dalid, he has a Yisai there, that by Ksuva, you don't say an Alcha Mammon Acharev. By Ksuva, as long as she has a Rav, she could be going with a Ksuva. And it means that Agayis Marichai, in the Sechle Ksuvas, Perek Aleph Simen Shin Ches, that discusses this concept, like Tzuvah, there's no din of Ein Halcha Mammon Acharev. And he says, I have a Rayim from the Gemara in Yevam Mistaf Samachay. Because it says, L'shishi Loi Tinase, Vim Nisa Shefi Shemenam Teisha Shloi B'Ksuvam. Vais, they stop for the third one, the second one not. So we see, even though, by Isser, two times is enough to make it a Becheska Sakar. But by Mammon, you need three times. And what's the Pshat? Because you have a Rayim. So why does the rave work? He being made see mammon. Teretz is by ksuva. It's all a ma'aseh bezin ksuva kum mukzak is dami. It's like she's the mukzak. She has a shtar ksuva. It's all a ma'aseh bezin. It's like she's the mukzak. So the shmaitzer says Teretz also holds that way. And the way I'm learning, otherwise there's no veta. Doesn't start. Teretz also can be made see ksuva mikayach rave. He has no problem if stam you have a rave nashim would have children. You can be Maisi Ksuva Mikayach that Rav. That's not a problem with law. Now the problem is that we're saying that the fact that you have two zimni out of the chazaka on the side of the sheni is not going to help him. We're going to give it to her. Why? Because the ma'aser, she needs a rive, but she's considered to have a rive since she the ma'aser can be ma'aser exuvim mikayach the rive. The two zimni is not going to shter, but for issu we say it does, and it's a sora fucha ba'alma because normally for keret by issu you go bas a rive, and my mom and you don't go bas a rive, and here we're going to say for keret this rive. Of Rav Nashim couldn't have children. Keneged this chased them the Av Chazaka. By Issa we say with Chayshish, and we say we don't go Basa Rav. And by Mamengar we say you do go Basa Rav. So it's a Svar Safucha. But the starting point is that the Isha is considered the Mechzekis and the Ksuva, the Olam Aisabez and the Shtar Aim and Ligma Sigavli Dami, and the Mela, that's why you need three times to knock her out. Now the Kasha is still. For Isser, it's enough. So maybe for Mammon, it's also enough to prevent it from being Gaiva. Al Kapanim, that's Shitas Taisus in the Sugya. But like we mentioned in the previous year, Taisus holds that the Machlokes of Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe is, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that, oi, three times is a chazaka, two times is nothing. You could do Mila on the child, there's no Kalanis, there's nothing. And Rebbe holds, it's a suffix. When it comes to be machmir, two times is a chazaka. But even Rebbe holds to be meitzi mamen, they need three times to be a chazaka. And Rebbe himself is chayshish for two times. But the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, they don't hold that way. Like we spoke, the Ramban, Rashi was mashir. Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe holds two times a chazaka. Period. And Shimon Gamliel holds three times a chazaka. Period. Now the Gemara is machriya that way. The Gemara is a hard time being machriya between Rebbe and Shimon and Gamliel. So the achra is that for the rices and for sakana were machma like Rebbe. And who would then for Malkius? That was the Rishayim had an interesting svara. The kind says keep because of the gvaldi inyan of var oisei risha because he did a Malkius sheish bechay v'krisus. So mele we machma like Rebbe, but for the rabbanans like Vestus and for Mammon we make it like Shimon and Gamliel. So the Rishonim can't learn like Taisus. Now the Rishonim discusses also, what's the pshat that we don't say that after two times, since we're going like Rebbe, betrays them the Havi Chazaka, what's the pshat that only the Shlishi loses the Ksuva, why doesn't the Sheni lose the Ksuva? So first, the Rishonim bring a sheet to Yesh Mefarshim that she doesn't get a Ksuva from the Sheni. And the Yesh Mefarshim say two reasons why not. First of all, because you're all like Rebbe, this Bryce is going to the Rebbe, Chazim the Amin Chazaka, so there's a Chazaki, she doesn't have children, so she loses the Ksuva. And the Eish Mefarshim say another Svara. That there's a din, by Ksuva we say, the Medrash Ksuva is, we're going to write this in our Ksuva, but in the official text of the Ksuva, the Tanayim Bezin is, the Shechtinasi L'achatit L'mashakas of Lechi. When you get married to someone else, in other words, when you're mutter to marry to someone else, then you get the Ksuva. Here, she's not going to marry to anyone else. If she's not going to get married to anyone else, that alone is a reason to lose the ksuva. Even without the Tam Mechazaka. Those are the two reasons, the Yesh Mefarshim hold, that she doesn't get a ksuva. So why does the Brisa say, Nisus Lemishayim Lebanim, Teitzi B'le Ksuva? It sounds like Dafka from the Shlishi, not from the Shein. The Teitzi says, the Brisa means, we're not waiting 10 years. Like Teitzi himself says, the next day, Teitzi B'le Ksuva is not waiting 10 years. That's only by the Shlishi. By the Shein, it's only if she waits 10 years. But by the Sheni, also she doesn't get a ksuva because she waited for 10 years. That's what the Yesh Mefarshim hold. Now, Taisus has another kasha, which the Rishonim bring, that the Gemara says, Yibayalu, Nisus L'Shlishi V'Hayu Leibon, Mal Delit V'Hanach Kamoi. She married the third one and didn't have children. Could she now go Miteveya? Could the original ones that paid the ksuva try to get their money back? So it sounds clear that Sheni did give the ksuva. So the Rishonim answer, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, that the reason why it said that Lashem was according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel is only the third one. So the first two, there's no chazaka, so they of course have to give a ksuva. But the third one, there's a chazaka. The third one does not have to give a ksuva, because it's already a chazaka. Who then according to Rebbe by the second one? So that's what it means, the Tvu Hanach Hamay. Because it didn't want to get involved in the Machlekes Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. So it said, if by the third one she doesn't have the ksuva, could now the previous ones be teveya her? According to Rebbe, the shaila would have been better phrased when she marries the second one and doesn't have banim. Now could the first one be teveya her? because the second one wouldn't have to give an exuva in the first place. So that's the yesh mefarshim, the Eilechinami. The second one does not have to give the exuva. And the Brisa says the Shlishi because he does have the exuva, and if he doesn't wait 10 years, and the Litvu Anach Kamoi means according to Rishim and Gamliel. Yishani bring you Yishalmi, that the Yishalmi is Mavur, that he does have exuva from the Sheni according to Rebbe, and from the Shlishi according to Rishim and Gamliel. So it's interesting, in the Yishalmi it's Mavur, even when it's clear there's a Chazaka, the Shlishi gives the exuva. Taisus would hold that way. Taisus holds his Dafka according to Rebbe, the Sheni would give exuva, because Rebbe only holds that there's a Chazaka in regard to Issa, in regard to Mammon. But the Yushani bring the Yushalmi that even according to Rishim and Gamliel, the Shlishi would give the Ksuva. The only reason why the Shlishi doesn't give good to Rebbe is because he already married the Isser. And the Rashi brings that source to the Das of the Shilpa Shabachayigayin and the Mahag, that the Shani does not, the Shani does have to give the Ksuva. So what's the Svara? Like we said, the Yushani don't hold the Svara that Rebbe's Mesupik, and Rebbe Gufa holds that by Mammon, Shnei Zim Lav HaChazaka. Shnei hold that Rebbe holds Shnei Zim HaChazaka all the time. So why should the Shani have to give a Ksuva, but Shnei Zim Lav HaChazaka? So Ramban says the story is, that since Lamaisa, when they got married, there was no way for them to know that she didn't have children. Afterwards, this is Bar. So Chazal and Rahmana sent her. They didn't want to be Mafsider. They didn't want the marriage to be Lamafreya, an unofficial marriage like a Zaynat's like. They wanted it to have Iksuva. She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't fool him. Even though now we found out she can't have children, but the Chalam didn't want to match the Iksuva with that. But the problem is like this. So then what's the Shaila of the Gemara that when she married the third and she didn't have the Iksuva, that the first two should go and be Tevei her? We already know from the second one she can't have children. What was the skandish from the third one? And Enachanami, the Gemara's maskana was that they can't be tevei, but that was different story, because we don't know at that time, she says Hashu the Kakshi, we don't know at that time she couldn't have children. But the shaila is, what was the havim in it? Even though we know by the second one already she couldn't have children, we still told her to give the ksuva, because Chazal didn't want to be mafsider. What was the Gemara's havim in it? Rambam blaim shver. And the Rabban brings the Svara that maybe the reason why the second one has to give the Ksuva is Hashu the Kakshi. But he asks, like Taisus asks, if the Gemara already knew Hashu the Kakshi for the second one, so what was the Gemara Shaila? We already know the second one gives the Ksuva because Hashu the Kakshi. So, of course they can't be Teveya. So the Rashba, which is a little bit the Svara, he says like this. He says, Chazal's Rachmanis on her, that even though she's Mufsik two times, is Bitsiruf the fact that we don't know for sure that it's her fault. We don't know for sure. Two times is not a Vadai. But when it's three times, then we're much more confident. So that's why the Gemara thought that by three times, since we're much more confident, Samael they should have to give back the Ksuva. And then we say, yeah, but there's another story called Hashtu the Kachshi. So Mamela, that's why we're still not so confident. Now, Lagabe, the question that the Rishayim will hold, that you do have to give the Ksuva, what happened if she nasil acha tibli mashakasav lechi? So the Rashba says simply, that what do you mean? She could get married to people who have children. It's not an issa to get married to, only if you don't have children. And the Ritva says, and who then she can marry somebody who he can't have children? She could get married to someone else. Chai a little bit shver, what's the pshat b'chol on that sheet that you don't have to nasil acha? She couldn't. But the Ritva throws in another svara. He says, Shidnasim Lacha doesn't mean that any issue can't get married, can't have a ksuva. It's only if she can't get married because she's still attached to him for whatever reason. Like, let's say there's not enough biru that he died or divorced her, ukadaima, or if she's a shemeris yama, all different cases where the Gemara brought it in. But let's say she's totally finished with him. It's not his marriage. There's no problem. Let's say, she has to wait 24 months before she gets married. She doesn't have to wait 24 months before she gets the ksuva, because that has nothing to do with the marriage. And the answer is interesting to Kasha. The Gemara says in ksuva, an amanu l'kayin gadol gets the ksuva. Kayin gadol goes and marries an amanu v'isser, she gets the ksuva. Fekzach HaKasha, if she's an amanu l'kayin gadol, right? Presumably the kayin gadol died. I could say the case where he divorced her, but let's say he died. So that's already two husbands that died. the husband that she was married to before, she's an almana l'kayin gadol, and now the kayin gadol died, right? Two men died, according to Rebbe, it's a kavlana, so we pass it like Rebbe. Even almana min erisin, right? We pass a mazel gur. So how could she get a ksuva? She's a kavlana, and she taka can't get married to anyone. Nice days the kavlana gets a ksuva. But why is it? Because it's nothing to do with his marriage. It's not like there's something about his marriage that's keeping her from getting married. It's a personal thing about her that she now is muslik to be tef katlanis. So that's what the Rav says, alachal lemaisa, a katlanis will get a ksuva. Now in the esim svara of hashdu the kakshi, right? The Gemara asks a shayla. You have a woman that's married for two people and didn't have children, they have to give her a ksuva. And now she's married a third and she becomes muslik and she doesn't have children like we discussed. Could now the first two say, aha, I see you can't have children, so therefore give us back the money. And the Gemara says, Mistabra Matsas Armiluhu, she could tell Ahashu the Kakshi. You don't know that I couldn't have children then? Could be now I can't have children, but then I got weaker, but then I was able to have children. So the Kaivitz Aritz, it's in the Isafa, that's at the end of the Masech, he has Isafa, it's Isbeis. He asked the following question. He says, what's the lumdus of Chazaka? The lumdus of Chazaka, he says, Hamikru lo yasmit. Something happens once, you could say it's a mikra. There's absolutely no indication that it'll happen again. We don't see a pattern. If something happens two times according to Rebbe, or three times according to Shimon Gamliel, we see a pattern. We don't say there was a mikra. There must have been a reason for it. There had to be a siba, a cause. And therefore, because of that cause, we assume it's going to happen again. That's the Yisayda Chazaka. He did a mila once and he died. He died. Has nothing to do with the fact that these are his parents or whatever it is. But after two or three times, we assume there's a reason. It wasn't two mikrim, there's a reason, and that's what we're going to assume is going to happen to the next child. And the same thing with kalonis, the same thing shara mu'ud. A shara goes and gets angry and gores. Okay, it happens. We don't have any reason to believe this shara will do the negicha again. Three times. So it's a cause, it's an angry shara. That's the aside of chazaka. So Zakir Mulchanan, if that's true, so Chazaka proves not only that the third one is a pattern, it proves all three are a pattern. It's the same raya to the first two as it is to the third. So how could you say Hashtu the Kakshi? Why are we saying that we know that she doesn't have children? The fact that she had children with one husband, that's because that husband was Leizachal Libana Shemena. A second husband, that husband was Zachal Libana Shemena. A third husband, no. Can't be punk three husbands at all, Leizachum. It must be she can't have children. So that's a raya, because all three things have to fit into a pattern. So what's the hashtu the kashi? As I factor, Gavaldig Yishayla, he would assume that all the time when you have a chazaka three times, that means that the first two are also part of the pattern. I, by Shara Mu'ud, we find that that you don't have to pay Nezek Shalom for the first three times. That's because he didn't know about it. Shara Mu'ud is, you need V'huad V'bala. You have to warn him about it. Right? You see, the emphasis of Shara Mu'ud doesn't pay Nezek Shalom for the third time because it wasn't V'huad V'bala. After three times it becomes the Mu'ud, even the third time he doesn't pay Nezek Shalom. Even though now he's the Mu'ud, Teretz is good because you have to know about it. But really, he was a wild shark all along. And the same thing with Vestas, he holds. If you have a Vestas, it's not the pshat that from now on it's Rias Vestas. Always was a Rias Vestas. We just didn't know about it. He wants to say, Rashi brings down the din of Kalisha Sheesh LaVestas Daya Shaito, that if a woman has a Ria, so we're afraid for the 24 hours before the Ria, that maybe she had a Ria before, and everything is Tameh. But if she has a Vestas, we assume the Ria came with this man of Vestas. Taina Rabbi Chanan, Aisha that doesn't have a Vestas, that had a Ria, so we're going to assume the 24 hours before was Tamei. 3 months later, when she's Kaveya Vestas, if you still have those tires left from the previous two times, he would say, then now you'll say the Tar, because now we see that she really always had a Vestas. Not that she has one from now on. The pattern was there from before. He brings the Raya, very interesting, from Mishnah Berurah. And Simon Shin Aleph, it's a Tayyus of the Tzion there. It's written Shin Chapal, it's really Shin Aleph. Simon Shin Aleph, Sivkan Tzadik Aleph. It's about a Kamei Mumcha. He doesn't bring it, he just sends you to it, and the Tzion is incorrect, but it's Shin Aleph. Halacha is that when you have a Kamei, the Gemara calls it a Reife, writing a Kamei, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. You have a Kamei that's written by someone who knows how to write Kameis. Till we have three times that he wrote a kameya that worked, we can't use this kameya on Shabbos. It'll be a problem of carrying on Shabbos. You need a kameya mumcha. But Zakta Taz, once the third time it worked, you could even now go out with the kameyas that he wrote before he was a mumcha. Because, again, Igloyim Nilsi really was a mumcha. So you see, it works the mefre. So what's the pshat of Ashtu the Kakshi? As I fact, the Shailan, he buys the Tzarechian. Then in brackets, he writes the following. He says, I'm writing one pshat in Chazaka. I can hear another pshat, at least by Sharam Mu'ud, and possibly even by Vestas, we could say another pshat. We could say like this, that by Sharam Mu'ud, it's not the pshat, it's a raya, because Hamikra lo Yasmin, it can't be punked, he was negeach three times, there must be a siba for it, and now we think he'll be negeach again. The pshat is, he developed the habit. He created the habit by being negeach three times. That was a mikra. But after three times, that's it, it becomes part of his DNA, it becomes part of his habit, and now he'll be negeach again because he established himself as an akhet. Vestas also says it's shayach, it's interesting. Vestas, the different sivas and mikrim, why she should have a riyah. But when she had a riyah, the sivas and mikrim, three times, the three times, it is margal the guf to have a riyah at that time. And from now on, stam shall have a riyah at that time. That's possible, he says. By Nikicha, he says you definitely could say it that way. And by Vestas, he claims maybe you could say it that way. But now, but in this Gemara though, Hosuka Shein Labanim, you can't. There's no way in the world you could say that there was a mikra punkt he was lezachali banisimena and punkt he was lezachali. But now that she had two husbands without children, so now she became murgul not to have children, you can't say such a thing. I say the mamila. You can't say because if this kid died by mikra, this kid died by mikra, but now that two kids died, now it's established that you can't say that. You have to say that it's a raya. It's a raya, there's a siba. So the raya is a raya there before. He brings also in Cheskes Abad, he learns that from Shara Mu'ud, Cheskes Karkois. Now what? That the, you see by, if somebody takes over somebody else's karka, and he's there for 3 years, or three achilas, the Gemara says, and the person wasn't meicha, so you assume it's his. Why? Because you learn it from Shara Mu'ud. Shara Mu'ud is three negichas. We assume he's an achin. Here, three times you weren't meicha, there's probably a reason for it, you probably sold it. He says there, you can't say b'chlal that by not being meicha three times, then you established yourself, and now you got into the habit of not being meicha. And I assume he means he doesn't read the size of the klaikai, because even if that were to be true, that's not a riot's his field. If you really didn't sell it, and the mikri you weren't meicha, even if these mikrim would establish that now you're going to become a type of a mensch that's not meicha, you get that you'll get into this habit, but that wouldn't be raya sold the veil. It's obviously a raya. If you're not meicha once or twice, that's a mikrim, a mikrim lo yasmin. Three times you're not meicha, there must be a reason, and the most obvious reason is that you sold it. So you see clearly, Chazak is on my afraid, that's where Rabbi Chana writes. I saw a stipler in Masechtas Nida, Simon Samach Vav. Most of the Pshita Leila Rabbi Chanan was Mesufik Leila to the stipend. They say, Rabbi Chanan emdon, that if the Pshanan Chazaka was that Tamikra LeYasmin Elamai must be a Siba, so then there's absolutely no makim to say that the Siba was a Skandish now. The same Raya for the Chazaka, the Siba was a Skandish now, is the Raya was always there. The stipend doesn't hold that way. The stipend at least holds it's not Mukhrich. That's what he's discussing. That's a lane you could say. Hamikula Yasmin, so there must be a pattern. But when did the pattern start? Maybe the pattern just started. Maybe that's not a stira. You have to know in the lumdis if it's logical to say it. I saw Rabbi Chanan, the stipel in the middle, right, said he has a little bit of a hard time saying that. Because if the Sibu isn't Scottish now, so right, it's a mikra. But good, but Vaisleis, he didn't hold it was Mamish Mukher, who was ironclad to say that the fact that it's a raya that there's a siba means that the siba was there all along. Maybe it's a raya there's a siba, and the siba is in Scottish now. But the stipler asked the kasha from the Tesis. The Tesis was discussing this din that it's a bit complicated. The Tesis did a maskul ihi shaskanam ishaskinan. But the Tesis was discussing that the Gemara says There was a man, the Amman, held that the Isha Shein Levesis, you're not allowed to be married to, you have to divorce her. So the Gemara there says that there's going to be a problem similar to the problem the Gemara there says is what if she establishes the Vesis later? And then he'll say, oh, if I knew she was going to establish the Vesis later, I never would have divorced her, would come out and get bottled B'nai Mamzer. So Taisus asks Akasha, but the Gemara here says you don't say that when you say Hashtahu Debrayasa. If it's a new thing that came up, you don't say that. You say that at that time she taka didn't have a Vesis. But later she had a Vesis. So Hashtahu Debrayasa. So Taisus says one Taisus because there's the Regilus is that she should get a Vesis Kavur. But Taisus brings a Taisus from Reb Shlomo Midrash that says here's the problem. He'll divorce her because she doesn't have a Vesis, right? But the Riyah she had before the divorce. She definitely had one Riyah before she divorced, right? Let's say that Riyah was for 27 days. So what if after the divorce she has another two Riyahs, each one for 27 days? So Kuptais, when did the Vesis start? Before you divorced her. So that's not Ashtah Debrayasa. If at the time you divorced her she didn't have a Vesis Kavua, and later she got a Vesis Kavua, Hashu Debrayasa. You can't say it was a Gerishim Matas. The problem that Chazal have is you're going to divorce her because she does have a Vesis, and then she'll have another two Riyahs, the same period as the Riyah that she had before she was divorced. So when did the Vesis start? Before she was divorced. So you already had a Vesis Kavua, you just didn't know about it. That would make the Gerish and the Gerish Etais. That's what Etais means to Reb Shlomo Midrash. Ah, Zuck the Stipler. So Reb Shlomo Midrash is saying that when you have a Chazaka, it goes back, and really the Chazaka started from the very first time, the very first time you had this Mikra. And the Gemara is not the way. The Gemara says that if three times she didn't have children, she still deserves a ksuva from the first and second, because Tashu the Kakshi. So what's the word? So the Stifler says a bunch of chalukim. He says, well, so first of all, Hashu the Kakshi doesn't mean we know that to be true. Hashu the Kakshi just means that we're cheshish written, it can't be Maitzi Mammon. He's mefapal a lot to me, mechalik. In the middle of the shtickle, he writes and he asks his kasha to the Chazay Nish. And the Chazay Nish told him that the point is, we don't assume that somebody's different from other people. So when it comes to an Isha assuming that she can't have children, that means she's different than most other women. So then we're going to say, Sar of Hashu the Kashi. Now, Shankin, by Vestas, not the rabbit, Rav Nashim have a Vestas Kavua. Then we're going to assume the Vestas Kavua was there all along. Now, Al Kopanim, the income I want to bring out is Rav Chanan didn't think it was Mukhrich that if the three times is not the Siba that established the pattern, it's a Simon that there is a pattern. Even that, he believed, you could say that the simon that we have is only a raya from the time of the three times on. The pattern wasn't the Ilum Afreya. Now he has a kashmir of Shalim Midrash, so he says, Chalukim. In the Ikka Chakira, though, that the Kaivit Saris has it sad that Chazaka is not a raya because the Mikkel Yasmin, Chazaka Gufa makes it that way. So the Stifel also discussed that in that shtickle. And he also brought the same raya from Chesel's Gimel Shanim that you can't say there that it made him into Aloy Micha, because that wouldn't be a raya that he sold it. But it means a raya from a Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed Vav that the Chazaka Gufa makes a Siva, which I don't want to go into the raya. But one thing I want to say, he said that a guy in Echo is Ma'iritim, that he thinks it's a Machlaikas Yishayim. There's a tour in Arachayim Simen Kuf Yudalad by Mashiv Ruach HaMerid Agashem. He brings down the Meram Rattenberg that holds that if you say Mashiv Ruach HaMerid Agashem 90 times in Shmini Atzeres, so then, you could assume it's in your pattern. Because if you spread it over 30 days, that gufa makes it, it's in your pattern. So kal v'chaymer, if you say it in one day, what's the raya? Because the Gemara in Bava Kama says that the pasuk says, imshar nagachu mitmol shilshay, for three consecutive days. And the Tana Rameya says, if rikhek negichaysa, makes him a mu'ud, kiriv nigichaisa le kol shekein. So three times the same day when kol shekein make him a mu'ud. So you see that getting used to something, if it's all in one day, it makes a hergel more than if it's spread out into 3 days. So who would then, if it takes 30 days to get mergel to say mashiv ruach, so then if you do it all in one day, you do 90 times in one day, so kol shekein will be mergel to say mashiv ruach. That's the Maram Rutenberg. And the Torah brings Ravenu Peretz that says, no. There, if it's three times that he's negeach, So you know that he's a nachin three times in one day. Koshken, you see what a wild shari is and how big of a nachin he is. But here, you're trying to put yourself in the habit of saying it. That doesn't work in one day. It's not a raya b'chol. Now the Chayyav in Paris says, good. If Gimel Negichus is a raya, then he always was a nachin. So how could you compare that to saying Mashiv Ruach 90 times? It's not a raya that you're saying Mashiv Ruach. It's establishing the habit to say Mashiv Ruach. You have to say the Maran that brings the raya from Shara Muad held that the Shara Muad, the Gimel Negichus, makes the habit, creates the habit of Negicha. That's the pshat in Gimel Negichus. And that's the Machlokes of Maran Brinberg and Abayin in Paris. But the Kilos Yaakov says, but about the some Chazakas don't work that way. Like Mila and Asum, like we said, he writes, Ein l'damas chazaka zu l'zum. It's interesting. The Svarah three times as a chazaka could work to be a raya. The same Svarah three times could work to create the habit. Sometimes it's this and sometimes it's that. That's what the disciples.